This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A federal jury has found that MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell defamed a Dominion Voting Systems employee, Eric Coomer, will be awarded $2.3 million in damages. Lindell is among various conservative media fixtures who have repeated false claims that Coomer and Dominion used their election equipment to flip votes to Joe Biden in the 2020 election. Coomer has sued Lindell, the Trump campaign, and multiple right-wing media organizations. An investigation of child pornography by the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office into the former Jeffco chief of schools has concluded. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
During a months-long search, investigators found child pornography on electronic devices owned by David Weiss. But there was no evidence that the former Jeffco chief of schools made any direct physical or online contact with juveniles. Weiss had a 19-year career in education. He was terminated by Jeffco Public Schools last December. A financial brokerage firm alerted authorities that Weiss used Bitcoin to purchase the material. He died by suicide while visiting family in Maryland a month later. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Two men were struck by lightning on a Colorado peak, were flown to safety on Friday. It's believed to be the highest helicopter rescue on record in the state. One man remained hospitalized and in fair condition Friday, while the other was treated at a hospital and released. Jake Smith with Alpine Rescue Team says the men were from New York State and decided to climb Torrey's Peak Thursday during a road trip. The Black Hawk helicopter got them from an elevation of 14,200 feet.